Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Years ago, I had a client. It was a father and son team, and I tried desperately to get them to do business with me, and I couldn't. I tried everything I could, and these were financial advisors that had been in the business, at least the father had for decades. And both the father and the son were stubborn. They were very opinionated, and I would say incredibly unwilling to change. They just would not. They were just so set in their ways. You couldn't tell them anything because they already knew everything. Right? I'm sure you all know people like that. So what ended up happening is the father eventually went on to retire. The son inherited the entire business. And all of a sudden, things started to change in the industry where, you know, the structure of how people got paid began to change. The structure of how assets were held began to change. And as this was happening, a lot of the clients that were brought in by the father originally began to die off. So now the son was dealing with a diminishing book. And based on his unwillingness to change, he couldn't reinvent himself. And after a few years of that, he couldn't. The firm looked at him and said, you either have to change what you're doing or you've got to go somewhere else. And what ended up happening is he was pushed out the door, went to another place, and ultimately was pushed out the door and is no longer in the industry anymore. And I'm convinced that the reason he's not around anymore is because of that stubbornness, because he was so unwilling to change. Because the one thing we know is that, you know, your job will change, your business will change, your family will change, and your life will change. And the question is are you able to adapt to what's going on around you? It's said the best offense is a strong defense. And I think the best defense you can give yourself is this ability to learn and to adapt to change. So consider Warren Buffett. Maybe the best investor of our lifetime, 88 years old. And here's a guy that's just a voracious reader. He just ingests books and articles and reads everything he can get his hands on. And it pays off for him because that's when you ask him how he's, you know, what he attributes his success to. A big portion of that is his ability to read and understand what's going on around him. Now, maybe reading isn't your thing. There's a lot of people out there, especially, you know, look at my children. I look at the millennials out there. They're not typically big readers. They don't necessarily pick up a book and read. But there's other ways to get your information, too, whether it be an audio book, right? Because maybe you don't like to read, but maybe you can use an audio book. For me, I love audio books because I spend a lot of time in the gym and on a bike. And while I'm there, I'm listening to audio books. There's podcasts out there. There's news aggregation services. I use Flipboard. I love it. You know, for some people, it's going to seminars where you go to a conference room and listen to a speaker and attend a presentation. But regardless of how you get your information, it's incredibly important for you to become a student, to become a student of your industry, to become a student of what's going on around you. And to be a student of life. And the key to it is just finding a method that works for you and making sure that you stay on it, that you continually learn new things and that you continually adapt to change. That will make a tremendous difference in your life and your success. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, I just want you to think about your willingness to change. And your willingness to keep yourself educated and informed on what's going on around you in your industry, with your family, with your friends, and in your life. And if you feel like you're not where you want to be in this area, it's time to do something about it. So look into ways to keep yourself more informed, whether it's reading, whether it's listening, whether it's attending seminars, but find your method to keep you informed, something that you can do and something that you can potentially build into a habit, and just do everything you can to keep yourself as resilient as possible. Change will come. The question you have to ask yourself is, are you prepared?